ועד טו זימן ריש מן גימור סעיף המשקים בביתה וראש איתיחו תפשירה ויורי פיידי החייסיה יוכי להוסי ירולני אגדירו ישנו ויקונס על פי הקירו ועוז יוסים הגדירו שהתפשיר בסיכו על גבי הגדירו ויקונס. In other words, because it's mutter to be marzia if he loy nichun gabi karake and if it is daiter ar zero, so then it's mutter harzia upon the kiro if it's gorum bikotum. What does gorum bikotum mean? Gorum bikotum means, gorum means if he removed the coal to the side, kotum means he covered it with ashes. Now when you put one empty part on the fire and then connect the fire and then on top of the empty part you put the part with the top shell, so since the part with the top shell is placed on top of an empty part, so the empty part is like a blech, it's like gohomikoto, so that's why it's muter. So Yochei Rossi Rami Agdeiro Yisheino Mikonis Al Pi Akiro. So that's like the Kotum, like the Ktime. He covers the Ish, is covered with the part. Vios Yossi Magdeiro Shatavshu Biseicho Al Kabe Agdeiro Mikonis. So he puts the Gdeiro with the Tavshul in it on a stove that is called Mikotum. Vizoyer Shel Yossim De Rossi Al Kabe Kalke. We should hear it achas. So in other words, but he has to make sure for two things. First of all, that the gdeira that has the top shield should not be placed on kavikalake, because then arzore is osea. Because once he places the kavikalake, so it's considered like a nisina chadosho, and also it should be risachas, because if it's mistane, so then there is if it's nistanin, so then there is an iser on bishul, because by dover lach, if it's nistanin, so it's yinch bishlach habishul. Uchvo misboyer shnei agim lohokeir afinos nal kavikalke. In other words, the Rambo mentioned the sheet of the Ram that even if it's nos nal kavikalke, but if the gdeire the tafshir had been standing on the kiro that it's going to be kotu all binashmoshes, and then he took it off, even if he put it on kavikarake, so it's muta to be marzia, because then it's not considered misin chadosh. Yesh limcheis biyad aneagim lahatmin mibeid yein kumkum shomayim chamin vineish nineison lisei chagdeiro vitab bishabos kishatav shom istamik. Why? Because sometimes it's possible that the gdeiro that has the tafshir, so it's yatileles, and then the mayim in the kumkum, so that is mitzane. Now, so then if it's mitzane and we pass like Rav Yeruchen, that by Dover Lach, if it's mitzane, so yesh bishlach habishul. So when he pours the mayim from the kumkum that is cold into the gdeiro that has the tafshir, which is hot, which is yatzeledes, so memele, then in effect he will be mivashe. So because of that, he says yishlim chid v'yaraneagim lahatim v'yidin kumk shomayin chamim v'neisim l'isich hagdeiro b'shabos ki sha'atafshir mistamim. So he says v'ayim l'kamon simen shiyutches, because there the mechaber and Rambam discuss the dealing of in bishlach habishul, yesh bishlach habishul, the distinction between dover gush and dover lach, and by dover lach, so it's yesh bishlach habishul, if it is mistake. We have to look at Shabbos Simen Reish Mem Gimel Sifei. Muta Lotzeis al Pivdeiras Chamim B'Shabbos Tavshir Shemizbashir Merav Shabbos Kol Tzorche Kifandish L'Chayim Tzedeh L'Chamimot Lifin Sheider Abishol B'Kach Now, in connection with warming up in Kapsel and Shabbos, so we have to consider two issues. One issue is the possible issue of Bishul Mamish. Now, there is a halacha of in Bishul Achabishul. So, the halacha of in Bishul Achabishul so certainly applies to Idova Gush. So, there is no Bishul. As such, real bishul, whether midraisa or midrabonon, not even midrabonon is there an issur of real bishul. If the thing, the tafshila, was already pre-cooked, but then in regard to a liquid, so then there is a machlokes reshit. So the shita of the Rashbo is that we say in bishul achabishul, even in regard to a liquid, to a dovah lach, the shita of the Rosh Rabin Yeruchem. And it's based upon the Rashi in Shabbos and then the Bamadrikin is that by Dovah Lach in the liquid, so Yesh Bishlach HaBishl, Midrais. Now, the Mechaber paskens, like the Rosh, that Yesh Bishlach HaBishl by Dovah Lach, Midrais. The Ramosh Simin Shin Yutches, so he paskens that if it is just Nistanim, so then it is not nitztanen ligamre, so ain't bishlach habishul. But if it's nitztanen ligamre, so then there is bishlach habishul. What does it mean nitztanen ligamre? What does it mean nitztanen? Nitztanen means even though it's not nitztanen ligamre, but it's not yateledes. That's called nitztanen. Nitztanen ligamre means not only it's not yateledes, but that no one will eat it in that cold state. So if it is nistanu ligamre, so then there are more paskins that yesh bishlach habishul, and it's also in regard to idova lach. Now, but in regard to idova gush, then everybody agrees that in bishlach habishul, even if it's nistan. Now, so the mechaber says muta lo seis al pigderas chamin bishabes tafshil shenis bashil me'arav shabes kol tzorech. So in as much as Kirin Pandish, and he emphasizes Pandish, because Pandish is bread that is filled, that has a filling of basil. So it has no liquid, no rated. So it's no gush. So mainly there is no problem with Bishul Mamish. But there is an issur of Chazore if he was Nosne and Gabi Kalake, because then it's considered like a Nisina Chadosho, and Nisina Chadosho is Osa. So Nisina Chadosho is Osa because it's Merzik in Vasho. Not Vasho Mamish, but Merzik in Vasho. So Mele the Mechaba says, if it had involved Bishul Mamish, whether Midrais or Midrabonon, then it wouldn't make any difference whether there are Bishul Bikach, not there are Bishul Bikach. But since it's Nisbasho Kotzochi, and it's a double gush. So we say in Bishlach HaBishl. So there is no problem with Bishl Mamesh. Midraise or even Midrabon. But the only issur is of Chazore and Nisina Chadosho. So that is not Bishl Mamesh, but Merzik in Vashel. So since it only involves the Shaila of Merzik in Vashel, so since it's not there are Bishl to put a one part on top of another part. It's not the derech to be mivashal that way. If it's not mivashal kol tzorche, it doesn't make any difference. So then it's mivashal mamish. So even if it's not derech bishul bikach, it's not the derech of people to put one top on top of another part. But here there is no issur of bishul as such, but only of merzik mivashal, of nisina chadosho, of chazore. So mele, since he puts it on top of another part, it's not derech bishul bikach, so it's muta. Avol hatmin tachas habgodim. Because then it involves an issur of atmone, and on Shabbos it's also to be matmin, even bidovo sheini meisif ever, only bidovo, even if it's only bidovo shemamide. V'ho'adin, the Rambam says she'osa la'anichei al gabi kiro afilu grufo uktumo dilui tiru elo chazor. So it's only muta to put on top of another pot. So then it's not merzik and vashel, because it's not a derech to be vashel that way. So it's muta. But to put it on top of the kiro, even though it's called the kotum, it's on top of the blech and so on. So then it's also because it's in the sinachad osho. So it's also litiro lechazor uchider hashem isboy. In other words, if lo yimichlo kamikag v'yesh matirin liten lizichtanu shofu bein b'diyei dimeacha shalu yikminu boy rak ofu bein b'diyei lo yinisha bein rakevel miat ve'im lochush libishu. So he says that two days, and then he says that the Yish Machmirin also. In other words, where he doesn't involve any problem with Bishul Mamish, but only because of the Isar of Chazore, of the Sinachadosho. So that some would say that when is there an Isar of Chazore, let's say when Osnel Gamikarke, which is the Sinachadosho of Merzekin Vashir, only when on the stove there is substantial heat. But suppose the stove does not have substantial heat. In other words, there is no fire on the stove. But Erev Shabbos, there was fire. And the person baked Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos. And now some heat is retained in the floor because of the great heat that the kiro had Erev Shabbos. So even on Shabbos, some heat, very little heat, is retained. Even though it could be atzeledes as a result of the remnant of the heat that resulted from heating the stove Erev Shabbos. But since there is very little heat left, it's only a result of the heating Erev Shabbos, so mele the iser of chazore of nisina chadosho does not apply. So he says, v'yeish matiri, literally zirtanu shofu bevidyei, and then there is no fire left. But since it was very hot Erev Shabbos, so on Shabbos there is still a remnant of it, and because of that remnant of it, so it could be atzeledes. So if it hadn't been this bashal tzorchei, then it wouldn't involve any sort of bishul. So it wouldn't make any difference the degree of it. But since it's this bashal tzorchei, and the only iser is the iser of merzik and vashel, so some say when is there an iser of merzik and vashel of chazore of misin chadosho when there is real substantially, but when the only heat that is left is a remnant of the heating or erev Shabbos, so there is no iser of chazore. So in other words, what does it mean little bishul? It doesn't involve any shaila of bishul mamish. He means of merzik mevashel, the yisar of chazor. Uvilvad shalui nitzar ligam. Now here there is a machlekes between the Mor Avrom and the Gor, a very basic machlekes. Now in Simen Shin Yutches there are more paskins that by Dovalach, so if it's Nitzani, not Nitzani Gamre, that means it's not Yatzeledes, but it's not Nitzani Gamre, many people would still get in that cold state, even though it's not Yatzeledes, so then it's Muta. But if it's Nitzani Gamre, it became so cold that no people would eat it in that state, unless it's warmed up a little. So then, there is Bishlach HaBishl. So that's in regard to Dovalach, because Dovalach, there is a Machlekes Reshenim, as to whether there is the Aloche of it, Bishlach HaBishl applies. So the Mechava passes completely like the Rosh, that the Aloche of it, Bishlach HaBishl applies with the Reis. And the Ramo makes it short. In other words, if it's Nistane, not Nistane Gamre, so it's in Bishlach HaBishl. If it's Nistane Gamre, so it's So then there is Bishlach HaBishul. I mean, what's the difference between Nitztani, the not Lidamre, that means it's not Yatzeledes, but many people still eat it, even though many other people will not eat it in that cold state, but many people eat it, and where it's Nitztani Lidamre that no one will eat it, so the Abden Ezer explains it very well, because there is a Machlekes, the Rashba and the Rambam, what is the Shio Midraise to apply the halacha say of Mishlach Habisho. According to the Rambam, only when it's in Bashal Kotzorche, so then we say Midraise, so that it's in Mishlach Habisho. According to Rashbo, Midraise, even if it's not in Bashal Kotzorche, just Gemachol Ben Drusoye, Gemachol Ben Drusoye means Mitzas, that Mitzas Niyodom will eat it, but not all people, not all Niyodom. So, according to Rashbo, as long as it's in Bashal Kotzorche, we already applied the Aloche of Mishlach Habisho. So Memeila Davneza says, in the case we have two machlekes l'shenim. One machlekes l'shenim is when it is in Nisbashot Kimachol Ben Prusoy, when it's Nisbashot Kimachol Ben Prusoy, where at the very outset it was not Nisbashot Kotzorche, but just Tzaz Bisho, Choti Bisho, Shlish Bisho. So according to Rashbo, so we already say Mishlach Habisho, and according to Rambam, not. Then we have another machlokes l'shenim where it is nizbashel kol tzorche by the malach, and then it was nitzdanim, and then it was nitzdanim. So and whether we say we apply the aloha of Mishlach Habisho by the malach just as we apply by the yovesh. So in the case where it is nitzdanim but not nitzdanim legamre, what does it mean nitzdanim not nitzdanim legamre? It's not yatzer ades, but many people will eat it in that cold state. So mainly we have Isvek Sveike. First of all, maybe the Aloha is like the Rashbo and the question as to whether the Aloha of Mishlach Habisho that applies to Dovah Gush applies equally to Dovah Lach, and assuming the Aloha is like the Rosh, that it doesn't apply to a Dovah Lach, it only applies to Dovah Gush, maybe the Aloha is like the other Rashbo, that as far as in Mishlach Habisho is concerned, so maybe even if it's not Nisbashu Gamre, but just Kimachal Ben Drusoye. Kimachal Ben Drusoye means that many people eat it. So if it's Nistan, not Nistan Gamre, means that many people eat it. That's in regard to Idovah Lach. But Idovah Gush, so all the Mishnah Paskin, that if it's Nisbashu Kol Tzorche, we say in Mishlach Habisho. So Mimele, even if it's Nistan Gamre, it should be Muta. This is how the Gro explains it. So the Gro says, Uvil Vachon Nistan Gamre has reference to Idovah Lach, even though the Rambo has been discussing Pandesh, and Pandesh is Idovah Gush. Pandesh means Lechem, if that has a feeling of Bosor, so there is no Reitev. So the Gros says that right, sometimes in Pandesh you also find a little bit of sauce of Reitev. So when the Rambo says Uvachon Stanley Gamre, he has reference to the case where the Pandesh has a little bit of Reitev. But so then, if it's not only Gamre, so the Psak of the Ramo is that we say Yesh Mishlach Habisho Badavalach. But if it is Idova Yovish Ligamre, if the Pandesh doesn't have any Reitev, so then the Ramo wouldn't say that if it's not only Gamre, it's also. This is what the Gros says. But the Bognavron, he says that according to the Psak of the Ramo, so if it is not only Gamre, if it is Nistan Ligamre, so then it is also not only by Dovah Lach, but it is also given by Dovah Gush. Because what does Nistan Ligamre mean? Nistan Ligamre means it is so cold that no one will eat it in that state, unless it is warmed up. So since it is so cold that no one will eat it, so then it's always considered like an Isino Hadosh. And it is also. All right, so it's merzik and vashel, even by Dovah Gush. That's according to the Mogavron. Uvachel is tanu legamre. In other words, the machlekes between the Mogavron and the Gro is when the Rambam says here, uvachel is tanu legamre, whether it has reference to a case where there is some reitev, as the Gro says, or even to a case where there is no reitev at all. V'yesh machmirim baze, and some say that the Yisr of Chazore applies even when there is a minimum of heat, where the only heat is a remnant of heating the stove Erev Shabbos. Im achim kol kar bitamu sheyatzu ledes bei v'yesh machirim baze im. So there is a mistake, as the Mishnah Brura points out. Sheim achim kol kar bitamu sheyatzu ledes bei yosa. V'ayin likamon simen shin yutches. בכל הדברים שעושה לאסיס מדבר מילו, עושה לאמא לאין יהודי לאסיס. So you cannot tell him Lochi either. Lochi Moshe Leim, Alein Yehudi Lochi Magdeilo. Im Nitztane. Vimoshe Kein, Sosa Leich Leif Lutzeinu. Om Nom, Im Loi Nitztane Kol Kach. Sha'adayin, Ruim Leachel, Im Chinu Oisem Ayin Yehudim. So Mutorim Leachel. So, because then he's not really Nehem. Lochi Neagim, Sha'ainom Yehudim, מויצים הגדירס מנתנורים שמתמינים בהם ומשיבים מייצים מסלוטנו בזכר או יולו ומברס השפרו החקן התנור ההוא. Because it's mentioned in a further simen that הקל חירי מייצל עצים. So in other words, if it's winter, it's very cold, you're allowed to tell Enochi directly to make the fire in the heater, in the stove. Because one can be cut. Any person could become sick on a winter day if the house is not heated. So it's like chileshim misakone. Chile amir linochi is muter in case of a chileshim misakone. Hakel chile mitzalatim. So the mele the ramor gives an eitzi. In other words, if let's say you want to warm up let's say soup. Now soup is a dovalach. So dovalach. So it's yesh bishul. So the Rosh says it's yesh bishlach habish, and so then if the beis achir, that means the heater that heats the house against cold, so is not heated yet, so then on top they had the beis achir, they had the ground on the beis achir, like in the stove you have the ground, so you can tell the nochri to put all the gderes on the beis achir. And that doesn't involve any Nisya, because at that time the Beis HaKherev was not heated as yet. So it's like putting a gdeiro on the table. True, the Yisrael himself is not allowed to do it, because it would involve a Nisya of Gromit. Because if you put, let's say, on the stone that is right now cold, but you know 5 minutes later the Nochri will heat the stove. So the male, by putting the gdeire on that stove, would be also midrabonon because of gromi. It wouldn't be mivashe, but since it's safe hamulove, the heat is going to be heated, so it involve a nisa rabonon of gromi. And miloche is al di gromi is also midrabonon. Misasek miloche si rosa or komeshore. So that's midraise, but midrabonon. So it's also. So, but in Ochri he can tell to put the Gdeiro on the Beis HaKherev, because at that time he doesn't do anything, it's cold. Then he tells the Ochri to heat the Beis HaKherev, because Hakol Chayim Eitzel Tzino. So, even though when the Ochri heats the Beis HaKherev, so not only is he Mavia, he's Mivashel also, even though, but his Kavone is not to be Mivashel. The Nochri is not interested in that. The Nochri is interested in heating the house, in warming up the house. But on the Bisachirev, on top the Agderes, Mimele the Agderes will be Nizbashe. So for Israel it would be Oser, because it's a psychration in Nichale. But in vis-a-vis, Amir Nochri, since the Israel doesn't tell the Nochri, you heat the Beis HaKherev in order that the Gderes on top of the Beis HaKherev should be warmed up. He tells, heat the Beis HaKherev, make fire in the Beis HaKherev in order to warm up the house. And that's the Kavanah of the Nochri. So, if the Israel would do it, it would be Oser. Aside from the Yisra of Avore, it would be Oser because on the score of Bishul, because of Psikreshe. But since he doesn't tell the Nochri to do it in order to be Vashel the Deire, so he doesn't involve an Yisra of Amir Linoch. This is what he says. Loch in the Yagim Shenim Yehudim Yitzim Agdiris Matanirim Shemat Minim Vem Mishim Nisri Islatano Bisachir Evriolo Umbayeres HaShifro Shifro Nochis Ahakin Atano Ahu. And that doesn't involve any Shaila, because Hakol Chelo Mitzalatino Val Deize Agdiris Chizrim Niotochi Aval the Yisroel Osa Bichai Gavne. But the question is, why shouldn't the Yisroel himself be allowed to put the Gderes on the Beis HaKherev? After all, it's called the Beis HaKherev. It's like putting a Gderes on a table. But later on it will become hot. The answer is, since he knows that later on it will be heated by the Nochis, so the Yisroel himself is not allowed to put the Gderes because it's a Grom. Avol, the Yisroel was a Chaydav. Avol, the Magderes, a Dayim Chamim, Muta Lahamidon, it's Otanu, Bezacherev, Mahash and Izbore, that Naudurim Shalonu, Yeshlem Dim Kiro, Usmiche Bikiro Shein Grufo Ktimo. Kidin Grufo Ktimo Linsien, so in other words, to be semich, to be mamitet near our Tanu, since we assume that our Tanuri do not have a din of the Tanu of the Gemore, because the Tanu of the Gemore, so it was also even to be semich, Mashein came the Kiro of the Gemore, so only on top it's also, but to be semich it's muter, so mele, we are allowed to be mamit near the Tanu because it has a din of a kiro, even though it's any gor v'kotum, but to be seimech it's muter even if it's any gor v'kotum by kiro, not by Tanu of the Dimor. וכבר נזבוי השנוע ולאוקל וחזור בשבל ספרי מיכל כמיקרקב והדין לסמך אותם שנבור בקוטום הוי בגדים ועדיין חם ובושו כל צורכי וכן הנפושות להק
Now, Reishim Dalet is based upon the Temple of the Moray in Shabbos after Kretel and Kretel. So the Moray says, we have to the Amre, hold the Amre, hold the Amre, now that he says, that any Tafshir or any Tzmi that could be harmed by rot, by wind coming in. So maybe the alochi is the kadye, if the bosor of it, the bein shol, who bein mon shol in the shabbaton. So if you put, to if you boil the meat of a deer, of a kid, so then whether it's doped with plaster, or it's not doped with plaster, so it is muta. So the barche, if it's a goat's meat that is much heavier than a kid's meat, so vishori knam shafadom. If you boil goat's meat and it's doped, the pia tanu, the cover of the tanu, is the opening to the tanu is doped, is smeared with plaster, knam shafadom. The barche lo yishori. If you boil goat's meat and it's not doped with plaster, with teeth, so then there is a machleke between Rabbi Yomi and Ravashi. Rabbi Yomi Yoseh v'Ravashi Shor. Ravashi Shor. So Rabbi Yomi answers, and in case of goat's meat and it's not doped, so the Rabbi Yom Yasser and Ravashi is man. Now most Rishonim pass like Rabbi Yom. Now, simulation dal in Mechaba. Avot ish bosachai, in connection with Bishu, the aloha is that you are not allowed to be mashe according to everybody, according to Rabbonin, according to Hananye, if it's mizbashe or below mizbashe, and present in which the stage of Machal ben Drusoy, then you are certainly not allowed to be mashed in the kiln. That's in, but if it's raw meat, then you are allowed to be mashed. Because why aren't you allowed to be mashed if it's Mizbasher or Loi Mizbasher? Because of Yisrael Hashem Yechate B'chol, in order to expedite the cooking, so he might stir the gechol. So that's only shayach if it a little bit already was nisbashir, not machal ben drusoy, but a little bit. So then, by stirring the gecholim, he might expedite the bishul. But if it's completely raw the bosor, so even if he will indulge in stirring the gecholim so many times, he still will not enable the meat to become fit for achilah. And as far as tomorrow's meal is concerned, the Shabbos morning meal is concerned, so without stirring the gecholim, it will already be cooked, sufficiently cooked. So that's the reason as to why, if the bosor is completely raw, or if he puts in a chatiche that is completely raw, so then there is no isa to be mashe, because there is no choshe shema yichate b'chol. So that's only shayach if it's boiled, if it's mizbashe. But if it's boiled, so then even if it's completely raw, but by stirring the gecholim, so he might expedite the boiling. So me'mele itzos. So this is what Mechav says. Avol pi shebosachai mutala sheise hanemile bigdeyo avol bitzli sheitz eloeish osa lahanichei somuch lechasheicho shemimaya leizbashe ויוסו לכתו והנה מילה בבשר שירו יעיס. So when do we say that צלי צוסר to be shea, to leave it in the oven, to be boiled, even if it's completely raw, that's only if it's heavy meat, בשר שירו, oxen meat or bull's meat or goat's meat, avo ksav divei, that is relatively light, shein mitochim leivori, is muta. Diloi chayshinon lichitu. In other words, we pasken both, the mechaber and the ramo, they both pasken like Rabbi Yomiye, that the dibarke, that eis, and it's not smeared with plaster, so then it is osea, but psag divei, even if it is not smeared with plaster, so it is still muta. So why? Do we hashino lechitu? She michate begecholim yischarich haboso. She nitzorech lechmim seish gulva. So on that point, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. Now, according to Rabbi Yirmiye, so if it's bull's meat or goat's meat, so it is oser. If it's not smeared, doped with plaster. But if it is kid's meat, psag divei, shemitoch nivon, relatively light, so then it is muter, even though it's not to our betit. So there is a machlekes between the Rambam. The Rabbi Yirmiya says that. But why? Why do we say that psag divei, even though it's not to our betit, it's not doped with plaster, so it's muta to be mashed? Why do we say that? So according to the Rambam, the reason as to why it's muta by psar divayif to be mashed is because since it is relatively light, so memele, if is, so it'll be very detrimental. It'll be very detrimental to stir the gecholim. Because when you stir the gecholim, so then you expedite the boiling, and then it will become singed as a result of stirring the gecholim. There will be so much heat will result from stirring the gecholim that it will become too boiled, it will become singed, burned. So mele, we don't have to be cheshish, lest they will forget and you'll stir the gecholim, because it will be very detrimental to the psag divayif, if he stirs the gecholim, to become burned, to become singed. Shin yechde b'yecholim yischari chaboso shin yitzorich elochmimus eish b'uvat. Elochmimus eish b'uvat. So that is the reason as to why, according to the Rambam, so it's muta by psag divayif. V'imu bitanu v'toch piv bitit b'ing divayif shleimim. Bein psar sheir or eis, where the bosor is relatively very heavy, so is muta if it is doped with plaster. Do yichashino lichitu shimbo lifteach hatano vilachteis tikoneis oruach viyitzdan natano viyiskashe habosor viyafs. Because if it is bull's meat and it's very heavy, so memele, if it's not to our betit, so then it's osa, because he might forget and stir the gecholim. But if it is tor betit, so, and then we are not cheshish, maybe he will take off the teeth, because if he takes off the teeth, So then the drought will come in, the wind will come in, and v'yitztarin hatano v'yiskasha abosa v'yavsa. But since it will not be so detrimental, so we are only matter it if it's to habitit. But if it's not to habitit, it will be easy for him. So then he might forget, he will not remember that opening it up so will be a little detrimental. This is the Rambam sheet. Ven chiluk baze imu chayli gamre oishen izbasho tzas. V'chol zman shechal laguf sholei. Now, a distinction was mentioned between Igdi Sholeim and Igdi Minutach. So when is it Mutach? Only by Igdi Minutach, but Igdi Sholeim not. So he says, what is called Sholeim? So the Rambam says, it doesn't make any difference. Even though the Reishi Ukrov are cut off, so it's still considered Sholeim, and it's not Mutach if it's not to habit it. Now, that is the Shittas Rambam. But the shita of the Rosh is, the shita of the Rosh in the Tur, is that the reason as to why Psar Gdi Ve'ev, that is Minutach, so it's Muter, even if it's not to habitit, even though it's not doffed with plaster, is because by Psar Gdi Ve'ev, that is Minutach, so there, if the drought comes in, if the wind comes in, it will be more detrimental to the bosov than in regard to psar sheiroes, because psar sheiroes, so it's only a little detrimental if the wind comes in. Masheinke by psar gdiveiv, it's highly detrimental. So by psar sheiroes, where it's only a little detrimental, the drought is a little harmful. So if it's not to habitit, we are still cheshesh. Maybe he'll forget because it's not so detrimental. So if it's not to habitit, we are cheshesh. Maybe he'll forget and he'll open it up. And we study the holy. Mashein came by psag divayis, where it's highly detrimental. So even if it's not to habitit, we are not cheshesh, lest he'll open it up. So he says, v'yesh machmirim v'sevrim divitanoch to habitit hakol shore. But, so that's not a chumre. But val gavireish, shehu migule, so it's hakilosa. So, according to the Rosh, if it's al-gabi'esh, and if it's migule, even though it's not mamish, it's not mamish al-gabi'cholim. So it is still osa. Because the time is, maybe that the wind will come in and it will, So the wind will come in, so mimele it will be so we don't have to say like this. We say if it's covered completely, so it's muter because he's not going to uncover it. But if it is migula anyway, so then we are cheshesh. Maybe we'll stay like a holy because it's migula anyway. Uvitanu shehoyim shepiv mechuse. אלא שאין איתו הביטיב, עוז יש לחלק, בין גדי ואיף, לישור בוסו. But only in a tunnel that is covered, but it's not to habitit, so then we distinguish between גדי ואיף, לישור בוסו, כדרה של נסבויה, ואוכן נוי כסבור איזו.
Yeah.
Reishon Dalet Sif Beis. Now yesterday we learned Sif Aleph, and we mentioned that there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh as to the reason as to why Psal Gdi so is Mutali Hashem saying, even though the Tanu is not to Abitit, even though it's not the cover of the Tanu is not plastered, is not dubbed with plaster, is not dubbed with plaster. So according to the Rambam, the reason is why it's Mutea to be Mashi Psal Gdi, which is relatively light in the Tanu, even though it's not, the Tanu is not to Abitit, is because Psal Gdi, which is light, if it is exposed to excessive heat, it will singe. So mele, we don't have to be afraid lest we'll be mechatel gecholim, because it will become burnt. Now the Gemara says that if the Psal Gdi is being boiled on gecholim, so then it is awesome. Then it is awesome. Why? Because if it's boiled on gecholim, so then we cannot say he's not going to stir the gecholim, because it might become singed, burned. We see that he doesn't care. He's burning it on the gecholim. Now, so according to the Rambam Shite, when the Gemara says that it's oser to be mashe psal gdi on the gecholim, it means on the gecholim mamish it's oser. But if he doesn't leave it on the Geholim Mamish, he just leaves it somuch to the Geholim. Even though the Piatano is open, even though it's exposed, so it is still Muta. Because the only reason as to why it is Oser on Geholim is because we see that he doesn't care that it will become burned. He puts it on the Geholim, so it's Oser only when he puts it on the Geholim Mamish. But if he puts it not on Gecholim Mamish, somuch l'Gecholim, and the Piatano is open, is exposed, so then it is Muter. Masha'im kein, according to the Rosh Tam is, that the reason is why it's Muter to be Mashi. Psar Gdi, which is relatively light, is because if the drought will come in, if the wind will come in, so then it would be very detrimental and harmful for the bosom. So mimele, we don't have to be cheshesh, lest he will uncover it. So mimele, according to the Rosh, when the Gemara says that if it's al gabi gecholim, so it is oser, it doesn't mean dafka al gabi gecholim mamish. But as long as it's open, it's exposed, so mainly it's oser, because the only reason is why it is muter, because he doesn't want that a drought should come in, a wind should come in. But so if it is covered, even though it's not to habitit, it's not dubbed with plaster, so then we don't have to be cheshesh lest he'll uncover it and study the holy, because then a drought will come in that will be very harmful for the Psal Gdi. But if it is Migule, so then we see that he's not afraid of a drought. He doesn't mind that it's open and the wind comes in all the time, the wind blows all the time. So mele it's oser. So in other words, according to the Rambam Pshat, when the Gemara says Al Gabi Gecholim it's oser, it means only Al Gabi Gecholim Mamish it's oser. But if it's not a Gabi Gecholim Mamish, even though it's Migule, so it's Muta. According to the Rosh in the Tos Pshat, when the Gemara says Al Gabi Gecholim it's oser, it's not Dafke Gecholim Mamish. Even if it's Migule, it's oser. When is it Muta if it's covered? So if it's covered, the Piatano is covered, even though it's not to Abitit, so then it is Muta. Now the Mechaba passes like the Rambam. So maybe Siv Beizi mentions in Tzeilim, Botzeil, Beitzo, Oiboso, Al Gabi Geholim, Elo Kedei Sheyitzlem Beidyeim, Mishnei Tzdodo, Kimachal Ben Drisoi, Sheuchoti Bishulei, Hafilu Psal Gdi. Why? Because the Chidim Sheiniach Al Gabi Geholim, and since the Mechaba Paschas like the Rambam, so only, when is it also only Al Gabi Geholim Mamesh, the Chidim Sheiniach Al Gabi Geholim, Ein Cheishish, Elo Sheyitzlem Meiro, and we cannot say he's not going to stir the Geholim because it will become singed. Because if he had been afraid of becoming singed, of the psavdi becoming singed, he wouldn't have put it on the Kohen Mamish at the very outset. V'yachol kishizcharech, hilkach, chalshinon shemayach, avol shemayachati, avol kishenitzlo. But when is it doser, even on the Kohen Mamish, only when it started to boil and it did not become sufficiently boiled, not even kimachal ben vasoi, not even shlish bishel, not even chotzi bishel. In other words, it is so partially cooked that even mikzas miyodo will not eat it in that state. So then we are afraid lest he'll be mechated gecholim in order to expedite the boiling. But suppose avol kishenitzle kimachal ben vasoye loy chashino dilmosel lechatuye afilu im psasheya shemacha shuvol laachile lo meyachate lepseide. But if it already had been partially boiled, in other words, to such an extent that many people would already eat it in that state, even though not all people would eat it, so then there is no issue of being mashed, even if it is angeholi mamish. Why? Because now we know that there is a machlekes between the Rabbonim and Hananiah as to whether by bishul, by boiling, if it was mispashel kimachal ben vasoye partial cooked, but not mispashel kol tzorchei, so according to the Rabbonim of Hananiah, it's also to be mash. According to Hananiah, it's muda to be mash. Now there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Tesfes how we pass, and the Shulchan Aruch has both the shemes. So, but here he doesn't mention two shemes. So the answer is that even according to the Rabbonim of Hananiah, that where it's only partially boiled, so then it is still also to be mashe, so that's only in connection with boiling. But so then there is a possibility, it's very likely that he still might stir the gecholim in order to expedite the boiling. And even though it's already nisbashel machal ben vasoye, but he might be interested in nisbashel kol tzorchei. Mashenkin ligabi boiling. So if it's already in nisbashel kimachal ben vasoye, it's not likely that he'll stir the gecholim, because if it's already partially boiled and then he'll stir the gecholim, then it might really singe the meat substantially. So even according to Rabbonu of Hananiah, that it's also lahashis when it's nisbashel before Shabbos kimachal ben vasoye, so that's only by boiling, by bishul, but not by boiling. This is what he says. Avo kishenitzel kimachal ben vasoye loy chashinon dilmosel lechatui afilu im psasheya shemacha shorol lachile lo meyichat lefseide. Now imo baru shochach v'nitzel b'Shabbos b'yisaros, because it's like Maisa Shabbos. Peiris sidat peiris shenisori shenecholim שנחולין חי מותר ליתנום סובי בגדיר אף על פי שיאפשר שיצלו קדם חשיך. In other words, even though the halacha is that if something has not been cooked, so then it's also to be mashed. So, but it's mutar, let's say, to put a raw apple that is eaten by readily in the raw state. So it's muta to be mashed on the fire, because here we don't have to be gazing unless still stirring the holy. Because why? What's the motive behind stirring the holy? In order to expedite the cooking. So if it is something that is not eaten readily raw, so then he might be tempted to stir the holy and forgetfully he'll do it on Shabbos. But if it is something that is readily eaten in the raw state, why should he be tempted to stir the gecholim to expedite the cooking? He could eat it even if it's not cooked. So this is the halacha. I mean that's hagoy sosh. That's not hagoy sosh. This is the two mentions. Now,
ומיהו צורך לזויר שלא יעזיר הכיסו אם נסגר למשך השכו וישלו אלוהי סיפורו at because if he puts back the keys of the cover definitely itself expedites the cooking so it's involved in his own fish vishalo ilahei sifolov achi chi vashlu mipnei shemi maya lidmer vishua vishas after seeing a reishn in Dalet Sinte in somoch lechashricho פס ניתנו אלו כדי שיקרימו תונאו המדובוק ניתנו that we are not allowed to put close to shkir door in the tunnel in the oven unless when you put it before shkir so the door already formed the crust I mean this is the counterpart of nisbashel kemachol ben drusoy. The formation of the crust in dough is the counterpart of nisbashel kemachol ben drusoy in bishop. So, as it was mentioned last time, yesterday, that even according to the Rabbanon of Hanania, who say that you're not allowed to be mashe in gdeiro, a tapshir in gdeiro, that if it's not nisbashel kotzoche, even though it was nisbashel kemachol ben drusoy, so that is only ligabi bishu, mashein kei ligabi tzli and ligabi afio, which is on fire. So there, even the rabbon of Hanania made it that if it's in his bashel kemachol ben drusoye, so then it's mut. Now the mechaber paskens, the mechaber says that it's enough if one side, the ponel ham the bokim bitano, it forms a crust, even though the other side of the door did not form a crust. Now, so then, the Nisi came and pointed out that it doesn't make any difference which side formed the crust. As long as one side formed the crust, so whether it's the Ponel and the Bokimi Tanu or Ponel or Kenegit Chalala Tanu, as long as on one side a crust was formed, so it's mut to be mashed. And then he says, ולא יכלולו על גם יכולים כדי שיקרו פונאו שנגד איש ויכול שפיוסו ונחותי נמשוכי קורו קרימס פונאו. So in other words, what is considered קרימס פונים, formation of the cross, if when you take it off it's חותי מנת נמשוכי, it doesn't stretch, so then it's considered partially baked. ופשטידו ופלדי צורך שיקרמו פונאו למיילו ולמטו ויזבשל מה שבשיחו כמחו בדרסוי פשטידו, so his door and has a feeling of meat, so he says that first of all a crust has to be formed on both sides of the door, and then the feeling of meat, what is inside, so that has to be nisbashel kemachol ben drusoy. All right, because nipashtido, since you have dough and you also have the meat, so mele both things have to be nisbashel partially. The dough has to be baked partially, and what's called partial baking if it crossed this form, and the filling inside has to be nisbashel partial. But the question is, why does the Ramos say Tzor sheyikrimu ponel limayo limato? After all, the Mechaber said that if one side formed the crust, even though the other side did not form the crust, it's already good there to put it in the time. So here you should say Tzor sheyikrimu ponel limayo oy limato, and he requires both. So the Taz and the Mogavron, they both say that Eimachanami, according to the Mechaber, so here he doesn't have to make sure that the crust is formed on both sides. If the crust is formed on one side, and then the filling of meat, that which fills up, you know, the pastine, so is partially cooked, is partially boiled, so it is enough. In other words, the Ramor is chelik on the psak of the Mechaber. When he said, "Poneu al the bokim itamro," that one, if it was this form on one side, according to Ramor, so in every case where you put dough into the tamro, so you're only allowed to be mashed if a crust is formed on both sides. This is what the Taz Megavon says. The Gros says something else. He says that the Ramo is not chelik on the shita of the Mechaber. He also agrees that the average dough, so it's enough if a crust is formed on one side. But here the pastide is very thick because it's filled up. It's not only, it doesn't consist just of dough, but it has a feeling of meat. It is filled up by meat. So mele, since it's relatively thick of it, so it requires a formation of the cross on both sides. In other words, according to the Gro, the Ramor agrees with the Pshita of the Mechaber that a formation of the cross on one side is enough. But if the dough is relatively heavy, let's say if it's like a challah, it's very heavy, then it requires a formation of a crust on both sides. Alright. V'nosaneisom somoch l'chasheicho v'likom upneyem, so then it's v'iseh. So im b'meizid oser ad mitzui shabbat v'deishiyasu. So then the Chachomim counts on them that it is oser. V'im v'sheigeik. So then the Chachomim didn't count on him so much. So imeilei mayeichal mutalei lirdis v'menu mozin shalishnitz. If he did it b'sheigeik, if he put the dough before Shabbos, before it formed the cross, so it was b'iseh. But he wasn't lazy, he didn't know. So then the Chachomim didn't count on him so much that he should not be allowed to partake of the bread altogether. But as much as it is necessary for the Sude Shabbos, he is allowed to partake of it, if he did it b'sheik. And not only is he allowed to partake of it, to remove it, to be ready. Vidiyas HaPas means the removal of the pas from the tongue. Not only is he allowed to remove the pas that is necessary for his own Shabbos meals, but he can, let's say, he can even accommodate other people who need pas for the Sude Shabbos. And he can tell the other people, his friends, you can also remove the pas that you need for your own Sude Shabbos. But it's only allowed to remove that quantity of pas that is necessary for Sude Shabbos. But over and above what is necessary for Sude Shabbos for himself or for his friends, he's not allowed to remove, even though he did it b'sheik. So, ve'im l'achirim she'ilem ayich v'boi yodu lochem ozin shol b'shudis. It has to be sincere, I mean bona fide. In other words, only those people who really don't have enough chale, enough bread for the Sude Shabbos, but he cannot just tell somebody, a friend, now you want chalas for Shabbos, you come and remove it from my oven. And when he does remove the pas, so from the tanur and Shabbos, lo yirde b'marda. Marda is a special instrument that is used in removing pas. Elo bisaki v'chayetzede shelo yase keder sheisi b'chay. So in other words, he has to do it al dishinu. Why? Al dishinu, not that there is a meloche, I mean it's not even a meloche rabbanon, but if he does it the regular way, so then it's moved in the chay. So it looks like a maisa chay. So v'im yefshal yodis le mishinu, so yodibimarde, in other words, since it's not a shmuz, but it's only oser as a nudin dechel, so if it is impossible to remove the pas al dishinu, so then he can do it the regular way. So, but that all ishayach if he did it b'isa, in other words, if he was mashed the pas, he put the dough before Shabbos, before it formed the cross. But suppose he did it b'heter. But if he put the door after, in other words, if he put the door so
such an interval before Shkia that by Shkia it already formed a cross, so so the putting of the dough in the oven was Beheter. So then, so Vitzir Shabbosu, Kim Dolov Nisua Vitzir Shabbosu, is really Kedake, even more than Mose in Gimel Sudes, as long as it is Zer Shabbos. Because, he is Mechuyev to eat Mose in Shalosh Sudes, but suppose he wants to eat an extra Sudes. So if he did it, if he put the dough in the oven, it is so close before Shkia that it wouldn't be possible for the dough to form a cross, so then it is Bisea, so he's only, and if it's Bishayet, so then he's only allowed to remove the quantity that is necessary for the Gimel Sudes. But if he did it Beheter, so he can remove and it's Erech Shabbos, so then he's ready Kedarke. Vishalil it's Erech Hayei. But suppose he doesn't even need it for Shabbos, so Oser Afilo Bishinu, even though he did it there, because it's an Uvin Dechel. Ridias Apas is an Uvin Dechel. Now the Mechaber says in Simen Zion that when is Ridias Apas, Osea, it is Osea, if it's not, that we'll discuss in the first. Alright. So, Vitzir Shabbos Yoreli Kedarke, Vishalei Vitzir Chayim Osea Afilo Bishim. Vichol Ze Vitano Shenitu Arbitit. Avoli Mitu Arbitit. So then, if the Tanur is not daubed with plaster, so then there is a Gzeire, Shemo Yichate Bichol. So it's also to be mashed. אבל אם הוא תואר ביתי איתו שנעיף לצל השבס, רק למצוא לי שבס, ויש לי זמן להפייסי, איז מותר, וכזרינו בחי גב לשם יחתה. In other words, if it is adopt with plaster, so then there is no gzera, so even though he puts in the pass in the oven, so close to Shabbos, that it will be impossible for the pass to form a cross before Shkia, so it's also mutar, because since he doesn't need it for Shabbos, so he's not likely, it's not likely that he might forget and be chayter l'chol. And also, if he does it, and if it's too apetit also, so it's not gezer. So in two situations, there is no gezer shem yichad l'chol. If it's too apetit, or if it is, he's not, if it's your Shabbos. So the yesh lizman lefeisi mutar legazrin on bechai gavne shemo yachti im nosti bishabes vim nosti bishabes avilu bimezit. So in other words, when are all these scrolling are mentioned only in case where he puts the dough in the oven before shki. So then there's a difference how many minutes before shki, whether there is time for the dough to form, it was not time, the mazi, b'sheyeg, but suppose he puts the dough on Shabbos itself, so then, if he will allow the dough to remain in the oven until it is fully baked, then he'll be there and he's a skillet. And if, let's say, he did it b'sheyeg on Shabbos itself, so he'll be there and avere of chores, of chatos, b'sheyeg. So then it's muter for him. So then the chachomim were matir him to remove the dough on Shabbos, because in order to save him from such a nisachom, v'im nosti b'Shabbos afilu b'meizi, it is muter. So what's the pshat afilu b'meizi? The nisikevim say it means loy mi boye, if he did it b'sheyeg, so he's not an avalian in any way, he didn't shake. So of course it's muta for him to remove the pass before it forms a cross, because he'll save himself from an avail. But one could argue, if he didn't be lazy, so he's an avalian, so then we shouldn't allow him to be aver the wolf in the hail of it is a pass in order to save himself from an Issa skiller, because it's his own fault. So the Chiddush is, that Gemara says at the beginning of Shabbos, that even the Mezid, where he was an Avayin, so it's still Muter. Lio de iskeidim sheyofe, kidei shel yove li yisot li de yisaskil.
before the if his pass was raised like before Shabbos, so then the question arises, is he allowed to take out the pass? So then there's a difference between the case where he placed the part, the door, in the open, Bisa, let's say, if it wasn't possible for the door to fall across on its face before Shkia, or in the case where it is beheta, there is enough time the day before Shkia for the door to fall across. So now, the Mechaba says, so the Mechaba says, V'tanurim shalom, she'im bahem ridiyo, muter leheitzi yeiseh amisholi yisudeis bisaki, oi bishum dobo shiitribei, ומקופקים יצי מרחס ושנימר זה קרות מדחס. Now the book of Rome says that this Binyan Mechaber has referenced the case where he placed the door in the oven behet. In other words, there is enough time the day before Shkia for the door to form a cross on his face. So it was mentioned in Sikhe that when he places it behet, so then he is allowed to take out as much pass as is necessary for the given dates, but not more. So he says, so the Chava says that was only Tanurim Shalahem, Bizman Admor. So they were Midabik the door to the sides of the oven. So then, even though we placed the behet there, so it was only muter to take out the pass as much as was necessary for the Shomei Sudeis. But over and above what was necessary for the Shomei Sudeis, even though it was still Tzer Shabbos, it was also Masheinkin Tanurim Shalonu, that we are not accustomed to be madbig the pass on the side. So then, if I'm looking shalom, she'im v'em v'diyo, mutalait yeisem shom yisudeis, v'sakinu v'shudovo. As long as it is l'tzirach, so the Shabbos, he's only mechuyev to eat shom yisudeis, but suppose he wants to eat an extra yisudeis, and he wants to eat more than he is mechuyev. So, v'tanudim shalom, so it was also to take out. But v'tanudim shalom, well, we're not mad, we can decide of the tango, so it's muta. In the special instrument that is used, that he shouldn't use, because we should never say kubnich. Now then, in Sifres, ולוח לא באלתר ומקליקה אחר פי של מצווה של קוליקיה הרים כי שותף שיר שהיסחו למצווה שיר ומצווה של קוצור אחרי שעושה להשיס because we learn in regard to בוסר a tafshir of בוסר. So if it was מצווה שיר ולא מצווה שיר and it wasn't הגיע even למחל בן דרסוי then according to everybody he's not allowed to be mashed on the kilo. If it has reached the stage of Machlok ben Rusoye, so then it's a machlokes between Rabbanon and Hananye, two days in the Mechaber, how we pass. But if it is more completely, so that's better. Then it's more. So then it's muta to be mash. Why? Because if it's more completely, so you don't have to be chayishish, less till be mechati, in bechaitim gecholim. Because why should we stir the gecholim? Only to expedite the cooking. But if it's completely raw, so even if you stir the gecholim, he will not expedite the cooking so that it will be adapted for the Friday night meal and for the Shabbos morning meal. So without stirring the gecholim, it will be already adapted for achille. So that's only shaya in a tafshi like bosom. That requires a lot of time to be cooked and to be ready, adapted for achille. Masha'in kin kitniyetz to musi, so this is the kind of a thing
that doesn't require a lot of time of cooking. So Memele, even if it's completely raw, so there is still a choshe. Maybe in order to expedite the cooking and make it ready for the Friday night meal, so it'll stir the cholin. So Memele, it's also to be mashe in the tanu. In the Talmud, Avo Kishon is Bashto Kolikia. Harim Kishon Tavshir, she hits him with Bashe, who is Bashe Kotzokhi, she also washes. We all have been with Kiro Bikufa, Kishim Kufi Muktumi, we have Shalakis. We was a case, a few of the Shege, a Sukin Limitish, with Zoe Shabbos, up to the Shias. Now, the question is, it's raised, the question is raised by the Taz and the Kabron. Now, this aloha, the Moseki Nakunshi, Kasumun is Rishal Vishiasu, on the surface seems to contradict the aloha mentioned in Sidale, so there it says, Vihi Vishiki, Vimeno Imayecha, Lutalo Yudis, Vimeno Mosin Shoshuiz, and here it says, in Moseki Nakunu Vishiki, Asumun is Rishal Vishiasu, so even for the Shoshuiz students, he's not allowed. So the Taz and Mogavom say very simply, over there, so we are dealing with pas. So it's a chiyuv to eat pas and Shabbos. A chiyuv to eat pas and Shabbos. So certainly the first question is, Ligabe, the Suda Shlishi is there is a machlokes Hashemi. But the first question is certainly, so there is a chiyuv to eat pas. So Mele, if he did it b'sheigek, so the Chachomim didn't counsel him to the extent of the Mosin Shomi Shudis in the past. Mashenkin here we are dealing with kidneys. There is no chiyuv that a person has to eat kidneys or other things in Yisrael Shabbos. So the Mele, even if it's Bishayi, the Chachomim counseled him that it's also out Mitzoy Shabbos Kedesh Yasu, Mitzoy Shabbos at Kedesh Yasu. Now, see this. Kayei Tzibay, lo yimale chob yeshol mayim v'yitein lisichatano v'arav Shabbos im chasheichu. V'imosekin asuru Mitzoy Shabbos Kedesh Yasu. Now, this is not in conflict with the halacha that was mentioned in the previous seed, that parents that are eaten raw, so then there is no isa to be mashal. Why? Because since it's eaten raw, why should we be chayshish lest he'll be tempted to stir the holy water in order to expedite the baking or the boiling of, let's say, an apple. I mean, it's eaten raw anyway, so it's not so tempted. So the question arises here too: water is something that is drunk in an unboiled and an uncooked state too. So it should have the same thing like apples that are eaten raw. So there is no issue of shear. So the answer is. So again, the Book of Rome explains it. The answer is, apples, let's say, and pears, like certain foods that are eaten just as readily in the raw state, in an uncooked state, as in a cooked or baked state. So then, we're not geiz Hashem yichate. But water, too, water is used in an unboiled state, too. But most people don't enjoy drinking water that is not boiled. So in the Meila there is Xeire Shem Yechatu Bichol. Kayit Zebel Yimal Lechob Yishol Mayim Yitin Sechatanu Erev Shabbos Im Hasheicho Vimosekin Asurum Yitzin Shabbos Bidei Shiyas. Eitzim Yitur Neitzim Somo Bichasheicho Achiyot Yizbo Neheir Yiyesh Yashalem Yitzin Lo Meilel. That's in Mishne, the last Mishne in the first period of Shabbos. So the Mishne says that in the Beis HaMikdosh, so Eisim Yidur of the Beis HaMikdosh, so Sobuch L'Chasheicho, even though it's not kindled to such an extent that the Shalemes will be Eilam Yaleo, because Kianim Zchizim Hei, so we don't have to be afraid lest they'll do something, forget and do a Meloch in Shabbos. But Bikvuli, so the halacha is Achitoch is beruva. In Eisim Yidura Meitzim Somon Chasheicho Achiyotzit Baneheir Be'inyen She'otei Shalem Eselo Meleo Bilisi Yeitzim Achir V'imu Eitz Yechidi Tzorich She'yach Yizoheir Bereiv Obyim Bereiv Bekom. Again, V'imu Yehudu Kokol Kach, and suppose he didn't kindle it to to such an extent that it's that it's the Reiv Ovieh and Reiv Akeveh, the major portion of the thickness and of the circumference of the log of wood is in fire. So then also the Hanisbo Bishabis. Zeire Shemu Yachatebo Vyoni do Eitzi Kidishitala Shalevis Uchshimud Loko Kishinu. But if before Shkia, so he kindled it to such an extent that the Rivavian River Cave and the log of wood is seized by fire, so then Yochel Nisham Kinegdo Shabbos Umushtamish Leiro Beinu Val Gabi Karakel Gabi Neiro Vafilu Midvorim Shineis Mepsilu Lishabbos Yeishem Rim Shebechomi Afilu Yochaz Bohem Afilu Yochaz Bohem Oei Elokol Shehu Shoh Mitnei Shem Deil Kimeilchim. That in other words, that when do we require that it should be Nechaz Oeir Berubein, that is by Eitzi, but Pechomim by charcoal, so even Loyochaz Bomeir Elokol Shehu, because by itself it will keep on burn. Miduro shall zefes, we shall gofris, we shall gash, we shall kash, we gavivo, afil Loyochaz Bomeir Elokol Shehu Shoh. V'chein midura shal kani v'shal gavini tam tmori kishein v'zor. So if you have a bunch of kani, of reeds, or of kernels, of dates, so if it is, if they are scattered, so then it doesn't have to be so even if it is very little kindled in fire, seized by fire, so it's muta. Avo imakani magudeis, but suppose they are tied together and one reed is in contact with the other, or if the kernels are in a basket and they are all piled together, they are in contact with each other. Tzricho sheyotzi izboeno eir achetehi ashaleves inu milav. Now there are two kiosoes in the Gemara at the end of the first period of Shabbos. Now this represents the girsay of the Rif and the Rambam. So according to their girsay, the Gemara is saying that if the kanim are scattered, so then it doesn't have to be Yotzisburg Bohemoeya to a large extent. Why? Because if it is scattered, some mele, it will keep on by itself burning. But if it is piled together, tied together, or if the kernels are in the basket, piled together, so then they will not keep on burning. This is according to the Girsa of the Rifn Ram. According to the Girsa of the Rosh, so it's just the other way. So that if it is Mifuzorim, then it does not have another reed that will catch the fire. So sometimes the other reed will not catch the fire. But if they are bundled together, so then one reed will catch the fire from the reed that adjoins it. I mean, it's a question of tukya soyas in the Gemara. So then he says, in other words, the shita of the Rosh, that when it's mifizoreis, so one might not catch fire from the other because it's not in contact with the other, so mele they have to be seized birubon, but if they are bundled together, so they are in contact, so mele one is likely to catch fire from the other, so it does not have to be seized beish birubon, so it's muta. Yeah, as long as it's kindled even in mashu before Shabbos, so it's muta.